So this is witchcraft, Tiffany thought. It's like Granny Aching talking to animals. It's in the voice, sharp and soft by turns, words of command and encouragement. You keep talking, making the words fill the creature's world so that sheepdogs obey and nervous sheep are calmed. The biscuit tin floated from the dresser, the lid unscrewed and hovered in the air. "Ooh, tea time assortment, store-bought," Mistress Weatherwax reached in delicately. "Very posh. But it's terribly difficult, this, like trying not to think of a pink rhinoceros." "Well, what's so special about that?" "It's impossible not to think of one if someone tells you you mustn't," Tiffany explained. "No, it ain't. I ain't thinking of one right now, I give you my word. Now you just get your mind right, Miss Level, and hold on to that skill. So you've lost a spare body? What's that when all's said and done? There'll be a great saving on clothes and food. Now you stay here and rest, and we'll see to what needs doing today. You'll make a list, and Tiffany'll know the way."
"Well, let me see."
Tiffany realised she was holding her breath because of what was looming. She'd rather not breathe ever again than face Mr. Weevil and an empty box.
"But Tiffany, you're sure you're totally yourself?"
Tiffany leapt for this life-saving excuse. "Well, I do feel a bit..."
"She's fine. The hiver has gone from this house, I assure you."
And Mistress Weatherwax pointed. Grain by grain, the spilled sugar was leaping into its bowl.
"Oh, Oswald!"
Miss Level's face was one huge smile.
"You've come back!"